Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We're so glad that you made the decision to spend your evening with us in the Lord. For anyone who has opened this message from an archive source, we will remind you this is a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be calling in from all over the place, and we're going to give them just a few minutes to get here before we begin our message. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live here at Freedom's Way, you can dial 605-475-2090. And enter your access code, which is 373-363-POUND. Our meetings are held each Monday night and Friday night at 8:30 Eastern Time. Also, we have a morning call with prayers and Bible reading at 7:15 each weekday morning. So while we're waiting for people to get here, if you'd like to say hello, now is a good time to do that. Oh, let me make sure you can. Yes, now you can say hello.
Hello, this is Helen Vicki. Good to be here.
Thank you, Helen. And it's good to have you here. Who is that?
Good evening, everyone. It's Steve and Cindy.
Yay! Glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here, dear.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Marie.
Yahoo. Praise the Lord. Discipleship is a wonderful thing. We've had another busy day today. God is good. The need is great. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to say hello?
Sure, I'll say hello.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Miss Vicki, I'm in too, sis.
Thank you, Mitch. That must have been Charles.
Thank you, brother.
It was.
Yes.
And still is, praise the Lord. Okay. All righty then. How are we on time? Oh my gosh, it's just now 8:30. Okay. I am so happy to have people on time.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Claudia. Welcome.
Thank you.
God is good.
Amen.
Don't let the devil steal your joy. He can't keep your stuff.
I like that.
All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, it looks like we can go ahead and get started. Anybody else want to say hello before we do that?
Thank you, Lord, for their wisdom and understanding. Lord.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead then and mute your phones. Last chance. Any other hellos? Give me a moment, please.
Good evening and welcome. Monday night at Freedom's Way, we have a powerful message for you tonight. You will enjoy it. So just make yourself comfortable, relax, get ready to be blessed. Hallelujah. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and authority in the kingdom of God. It is available to us. And anything we can do to help you enjoy that, we are glad to help. Feel free to contact anytime. These teachings are instrumental in helping us get to that point or put us on the correct road. Hallelujah. So join in often. Monday, Friday nights at this time. Enjoy a fresh word from the Lord. So I'm going to pray us in and get us started. Father God, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your anointing is on it. We'll bless your people. We'll give them understanding of your heart, Father, because that is what it's all about. Fellowship with you, loving you, and enjoying the benefits of the kingdom, and of course, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that you're with us, that your anointing's on the word, and in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would try to blunt, distort, or distract God's people from getting all that God has for them tonight. Again, we say, Holy Spirit, have your way, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Tonight, we are, the title of our message is The Difference Between Righteousness and Holiness Explained, and this will be part one. So having finished our new book on faith, I was asked what was going to be up next. Did I have anything in mind? And I didn't. And then I was asked if we could do a message on the difference between righteousness and holiness. And, you know, my first inclination in my brain was, no, I really don't have enough to say. The answer, the simplicity of it, is it was just evident. But then I thought about it, and I realized, in fact, there is a lot of confusion in the body of Christ about this particular topic. Many Christians think that these two conditions, righteousness and holiness, are the same. Pardon me. So the words are interchangeable in their minds. Some believe righteousness is something we must strive to achieve. Others believe righteousness is not something they could ever be. Some believe holiness is something they are by a confession of faith. Others deny that any one of us could actually be holy. Our goal is to give you a clear picture to the best of our ability, of righteousness and of holiness, so that you'll recognize the difference and reflect both in your life according to the will of our Father. Hallelujah. This message will be heavy laden with the Word of God. So I would just advise that you get ready to take notes and write down scriptures to study out later. Please understand, our messages, our meetings together here, they're not for the purpose of entertaining you or simply giving you a good word that you'll forget in a day or two. These meetings are designed and intended to help you grow in the Lord and in your true identity, just as Phil said, so that you can overcome every assignment of hell against you and against your family. We never want you to leave the same way you came in, but to be changed in the presence of the Lord and His Word of life. So let's start by giving the simple difference. Righteousness is God's gift to us. Holiness is our gift to God. Righteousness is God's gift to us. Holiness is our gift to God. The Word of God tells us that righteousness is given to us when we accept Christ Jesus as our Savior because He is righteousness. That is one of the common redemptive names of God, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Did I say that right? Hallelujah. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Tsidkenu. I get it. Tsidkenu. Tsidkenu. That guy. Yes, the Lord our righteousness. That is what it means. Jehovah Tsidkenu. In this message, we're going to show what righteousness looks like.
Romans chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Romans 4. Verse 11, and he received the sign of the circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all of them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Thank you, Lord.
From these scriptures, we can see that righteousness is God's gift to us who believe. Righteousness is not centered in or dependent on our actions or attitude. It is not what we can do, but what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. The word imputed translates plate or weave, literally to interpenetrate. When we get Jesus, his character of righteousness is imputed to us. It is woven into us and becomes who we are. We need to discover the magnitude of the gift we've been given. We also need to recognize how religious thinking has warped our understanding. For example, some believe that righteousness is something we attain because of our actions and attitudes. But that describes self-righteousness. In other words, there is a righteousness of man that is nothing more than filthy rags in the eyes of God. What I do to look good to others and be in right standing with men is self-righteousness. Isaiah 64 and 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
Off the floor. What Jesus did to position me in right standing with God is righteousness. Inherent in the meaning of this name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, are the concepts of equity and prosperity. Righteousness causes fairness and brings prosperity into our lives. The name literally translates, Jehovah is our right. Old Testament prophets foretold the physical manifestation of God by this name, speaking of Messiah Jesus, who would come to cleanse us and to impart his righteousness, the very righteousness of Almighty God, to us. Isaiah 45, verses 19 to 25. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek you me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell you and bring them near, yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have our righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. If we are to know God by this name, we must first acknowledge that all righteousness, all fairness, equity, and justice are his alone. There is no true righteousness outside of God. We can only be in right standing with him through him. We can only be in right standing with him through him. There is nothing we can do, say, or become on our own that will position us in right standing with God. It is only through the blood of Jesus, because he is righteousness. It is his character, and not a character of our own making, an expression. God's righteousness endures, while man's righteousness fails. King David recognized this. David knew that this aspect of God's caring, redeeming nature inspired him, upheld him, and brought him to his knees in quick repentance time after time. Psalms chapter 4, verse 1. Hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. You have enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Psalms 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, because of mine enemies, make your way straight before my face.
Thank you, Lord. I love that. I love that line. We can only be in right standing with God through him. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 142, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Under the law of Moses, given to him by God, the people tried to create their own righteousness through circumcision. However, circumcision was more a sign of holiness, being set apart to God, than of righteousness. The people came to consider themselves righteous because of the circumcision. But circumcision was never the key to discovering Jehovah Tsidkenu. God values righteousness that comes from him, not from circumcision or any other work of man's hands. Romans 3, verse 20 to 22. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Righteousness is interpenetrated in us when we receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. He comes in and he is righteousness. Righteousness cannot exist apart from Jesus, and wherever he is, righteousness abides. When Abram received the promise from God, he was not circumcised. The law had not been given. Abram fixed himself in the Lord and trusted his word. For that, God saw Abram as righteous. He saw Abram as righteous, and he gave this man a part of his righteous nature by changing Abram's name to Abraham. Abraham, right?
Abraham.
Genesis 15:6.
In Hebrew, it's Abraham.
Abraham. I think it's that hum part, right? That.
Because he's Abram. Abraham.
Yeah. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis 17:5. Neither shall your name be any more called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you.
Righteousness is not something you can earn through your good works. but it's something you can live by, getting to know God in this aspect of his character. Let me read it again so I could have a proper emphasis. Righteousness is not something you can earn through your good works, but it is something you can live by getting to know God in this aspect of his character. This aspect of God's character was well known by the Old Testament saints, those who waited for a Messiah and sought the righteousness of God in their lives. Proverbs 11, verse 18. The wicked works a deceitful work, but to him that sows righteousness shall be a sure reward. The ones who followed after righteousness were well rewarded by the Lord. Those who did not seek the righteousness of Jehovah Tzidkenu were also rewarded, but their rewards were not pleasant. Just as his righteousness is unending, the rewards remain in continuance as well. The righteous gain good rewards, but to the unrighteous, the rewards are evil. Psalm 11, verse 6. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. The Bible chronicles the kings of Israel and Judah, differentiating between those who did that what was good in the sight of the Lord and those who did evil in the sight of the Lord. It was the word of the Lord that brought truth to the kings. Those who accepted and followed God's word, to them were established in righteousness. Let me say that again. I'm getting wrong emphasis. Those who accepted and followed God's word, to them were established in righteousness through the word of justice and judgment.
I think I meant to say their thrones were established.
Yeah, we left the word out.
Yeah, I apologize there.
Or mark it.
Yep. Yes, corrections are coming. So those who accepted and followed God's word to them were established in righteousness. Their thrones were established in righteousness through his word of justice and judgment. Thank you, Lord. So how do we come to know Jehovah Tzidkenu? Again, by nothing we can do, but only by believing and accepting his righteousness and allowing it to rule and manifest in our lives. The word tells us that yielding to righteousness leads us to holiness. Yielding to righteousness leads us to holiness. Romans 6, verses 18 and 19. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now, yield your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. This is how we can clothe ourselves with righteousness, as the word says. We can put on righteousness. As we do, it will work with us to develop holiness, being totally set apart and given over to God, as part of our nature, rather than a work of our determination. Did I say that again? Righteousness, when we put it on, it will work with us to develop holiness as part of our nature, rather than a work of our determination. Ephesians 4:24. And you and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We also know from Scripture that God loves righteousness. We know He has betrothed us to Himself in righteousness. We know we are His righteousness through the finished work of Christ Jesus. How do we know? Here's how. Psalm 11:7. For the righteous Lord loves righteousness. His countenance does behold the upright. Hosea 2:19. And I will betroth you unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth you unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindnesses, and in mercies. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He has made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We see that justice and judgment are two qualities of righteousness that are primary importance to God.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that in our self-righteousness we become the judge of people. It means that in our Christ-likeness we bring judgment on evil, which brings justice to people. I'll do my best. That doesn't mean that in our self-righteousness we become the judge of people. It means that in our Christ-likeness we bring judgment on evil, which brings justice to people. We don't judge people as evil. We judge demonic spirits by identifying them, binding them from manifesting through people, and casting them out. This brings freedom to the person. Judgment and justice help define the character of Jehovah Tzidkenu, and we begin to understand and can follow this pattern. Psalms 9, verses 7 and 8. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared His throne for judgment, and He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up into David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Acts 17, verse 31. Because he has appointed a day in that which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead.
Gotta be Jesus.
Jesus straightened us, justified us, and pronounced us innocent. Exercising the fruit of his righteousness in us by doing justice and judgment in the earth, our lives in the beginning of the knowledge of righteousness. The Psalms tell us that having clean hands and a pure heart, not being prideful or deceptive, will bring us righteousness. Committing our way to the Lord, yielding to Him in total trust, will bring us righteousness. Malachi says that reverent respect of God will bring righteousness into our lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, having clean hands and a pure heart, not being prideful or deceptive, committing our way to the Lord, yielding to Him, trusting Him, and reverent respect of God, all those things. Psalm 24, verse 4 and 5. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Psalm 37, verse 5 and 6. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. This gift of righteousness from God brings with it a wealth of benefits into our lives. Being and staying in right standing with God, recognizing righteousness as a gift and not a work, that's amazing in its reward. The Word of God overflows with these blessings of righteousness. When you know God as Jehovah Tsidkenu and follow after this aspect of His character, every blessing we are about to name can be yours assuredly. So here are things that God says are rewards of righteousness. Now, as I go through, as Phil and I go through all these things, and there are many of them, as we do that, I just want you, if the Holy Spirit is prompting something in you that really hits your heart, maybe it's a proof in your own life, an experience that you've had, just make a little note of that. First of all, righteousness preserves life and delivers from death. Isaiah 41:10, fear you not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Proverbs 10:2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 13:6, righteousness keeps him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. Thank you, Lord.
Righteousness allows intimacy with God.
Wow.
Proverbs 15, verse 9. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loves him that follows after righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Righteousness brings about abundant favor. Psalms 5, verse 12. For you, Lord, will bless the righteous, will favor, with favor, will you compass him, compass him as with a shield. For you, Lord, will bless the righteousness, the Said it wrong. You, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. Righteousness brings peace. Isaiah 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Righteousness imparts boldness. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Thank you, Lord. Pardon me. Righteousness harvests mercy. Righteousness harvests mercy. Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Righteousness elevates you to a place of honor. Proverbs 21:21. He that follows after righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. Thank you, Lord. Righteousness grounds you in stability. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Righteousness allows long life. Proverbs 11:19. As righteousness tends to life, so he that pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Thank you, Lord.
Righteousness provides guidance. Proverbs 11:5. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Righteousness brings about material blessings. Psalms 37, verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 10:3. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. Righteousness brings about deliverance. Proverbs 11:8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked comes in his stead. Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Righteousness enables answered prayer. Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Praise God. I like this one, Proverbs 15:29. It made me think of that verse in, I think it's in Peter. This proverb, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. You know, in the There's a verse that says, husbands, honor your wives that your prayers be not hindered. So righteousness then, according to this, would require an honoring of the wife. Otherwise, your prayers are hindered. You're not righteous. Wow. God's blessings of being in right standing with him extend even to the nations. And he bestows national blessings on righteous nations. Throughout his word, the Lord teaches us the meaning and value of righteousness many times by pointing out the fate of the unrighteous. Evil nations and kingdoms that disregarded God's word, that perverted their ways, they were overthrown, many to total destruction. Kings and nations that heeded God's ways were elevated to great riches and honor of neighboring countries. This should really give us pause to consider what is happening in our nation. Knowing this should urge each one of us to pray even more fervently for America to return to God and motivate each one of us to do our part at the polls and in any other way the Lord directs. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And Proverbs 16:12, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness.
Excuse me. Living a righteous life following the pattern of the Lord Christ Jesus can also bring God's protection over your family. Because of the righteousness of Noah, God saved him and his family from the destruction of the wicked world. In Genesis 6 and 9, the word calls Noah a just man who walked with God. There were only 8 souls saved. Noah and his wife and their 3 sons and their wives were spared from certain death because of Noah's righteousness. 2 Peter 2 and 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter 2, 5, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Psalms 36, 6. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. The judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. In concluding this first part of studying the difference in righteousness and holiness, we see a remarkable display of both the goodness and severity of the Lord. Goodness in granting us such a miraculous gift, and severity in withdrawing his hand when we spurn it by attempting to gain it on our own. Knowing that righteousness is God's gift to us through Jesus the Christ, we need to cherish and nourish it in our lives. If someone you love gives you a gift, you don't try to pay him for it. You don't say you can get it yourself. Neither do you leave his gift in the box, in the dirt, or on a shelf. If you love the giver, you love the gift.
Amen.
Let's pray together.
Amen.
You love the giver, you love the gift. Praise God. Please pray if you want to feel this word in your heart. And truly begin to live from righteousness, not to it and not for it, but from it, from Jesus. Then pray with me, if you will. Thank you, Father, for your gift of righteousness.
Thank you, Father, for your gift of righteousness.
Our Lord Christ Jesus.
Our Lord Christ Jesus.
Jehovah Tsidkenu.
Jehovah Tsidkenu.
And all that means to me.
And all that means to me.
You have given me the greatest gift of all.
You have given me the greatest gift of all.
I ask you to forgive me, Lord.
Ask you to forgive me, Lord.
For trying to be righteous without you.
For trying to be righteous without you.
I forgive all those who taught me.
I forgive all those who taught me.
There was something I could do to be righteous.
There's something I could do to be righteous.
And that I could work to become more righteous.
That I could work to become more righteous.
When I can truly never be more righteous.
When I can truly never be more righteous.
Than I am right now.
Than I am right now.
Having received the Lord Jesus.
Having received the Lord Jesus.
Thank you that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Thank you that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
And only in Him.
And only in Him.
Help me, Father, to realize every day.
Help me, Father, to realize every day.
That it is by Christ that I stand in your favor.
It is by Christ I stand in your favor.
And your blessings.
And your blessings.
And that I have right standing.
That I have right standing.
In your kingdom.
In your kingdom.
And your kingdom purpose.
And your kingdom purpose.
Put this truth deep in my heart, Lord.
Put this truth deep in my heart, Lord.
That I cannot create righteousness.
That I cannot create righteousness.
And that the deeds of the law.
And that the deeds of the law.
And good works.
And good works.
Do not justify me in any way.
Do not justify me in any way.
I want to put on Christ every day.
I want to put on Christ every day.
And remain in your word.
Remain in your word.
And your will.
And your will.
And your way.
And your way.
No matter what's happening around me.
No matter what's happening around me.
Thank you that because of your righteousness.
Thank you that because of your righteousness.
I can bring judgment on evil spirits.
I can bring judgment on evil spirits.
And justice to myself and others.
And justice to myself and others.
As I commit my ways to you, Lord.
As I commit my ways to you, Lord.
Bring forth your righteousness through me.
Bring forth your righteousness through me.
As your word says.
As your word says.
Thank you for the many benefits of righteousness.
Thank you for the many benefits of righteousness.
I thank you for the preservation of my life.
I thank you for the preservation of my life.
Deliverance from death.
Deliverance from death.
And intimacy with you, Father.
And intimacy with you, Father.
Thank you for abundant favor.
Thank you for abundant favor.
Peace.
Peace.
Boldness.
Boldness.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Thank you that your righteousness elevates me.
Thank you that your righteousness elevates me.
To a place of honor.
To a place of honor.
And allows long life.
Allows long life.
It provides guidance.
It provides guidance.
And brings material blessings.
And brings material blessings.
Thank you that because of righteousness.
Thank you that because of righteousness,
my prayers are answered.
My prayers are answered.
Help me always to cherish.
Help me always to cherish.
And to nourish.
And to nourish.
Your righteousness in me.
Your righteousness in me.
And to release it into the world.
Release it into the world.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Well, as we were going through that list of benefits of righteousness, I thought about peace. Righteousness brings peace. You know how settled you are in your spirit when you are doing the right thing. When you are being like Jesus, how good it makes you feel. How much peace you have in your heart when you're doing the right thing. It's amazing. And peace has great authority. Not just in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm as well. So that reward to me is just, that's optimum. Has anybody got a comment or a question? If you do, please unmute your phone. For those of you who do not know how to do that, it's *6 on your telephone keypad.
I just want to say I agree with you on the piece. That's the one that stood out the most for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Marie.
And boldness, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Actually, all of them, but peace the most. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anybody else got something to say tonight? Next week, we're going to show you what holiness is and how to really develop that in your life.
I really enjoyed the list that you gave us, and I was actually able to put it into my phone as you were doing that. So that was kind of neat for my notes. I'm proud of myself. I've never done that before as far as, you know, well, like 12, 13 of those. So that was good.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you. It was wonderful. And it does. I have so much peace because of this phone line. And I know it's just changed my world and my life. My whole house has peace. That's nice.
Amen.
Thank you for your testimony.
People even notice it when they come in. It's just, that's nice.
All of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the bread tonight, brother and sister. Thank you. Such a pleasant meal.
You're welcome, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother and sister.
Thank you, I hear Annette, too. Thank you, Annette. I heard somebody.
That was me saying hi to Mitch, probably.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We've all got to get together again. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It's such a blessing. Yeah, it was such a blessing meeting with Claudia years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and I love hearing your voice too, sis.
Oh, thank you.
I'm reminded of Ephesians 2, and I'm seeing a relationship between his righteousness. Incidentally, I think this was an excellent study, and I appreciate it. I'm reminded of the scripture. If in Ephesians 2, 10 that says we are his workmanship created for good works in Messiah Jesus. I'm seeing a relationship between being his worship, his workmanship, and his righteousness. I've gotten a new perspective on righteousness, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. for being with us tonight. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Pleasure. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I like that.
He's making a note. I can see it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it draws us closer to him with more love, understanding, in relationship. It all comes together, especially with, you know, knowing that you have abundant favor on your life, you know?
Amen. The more we express the righteousness of Christ, the more we notice and enjoy the rewards of it. Hallelujah.
And could you explain, wickedness overthrows the sin?
Wickedness overthrows the sinner. Okay.
The sinner.
The sinner.
Can you explain that?
The one who does not believe and does evil in the sight of the Lord fails. He's overthrown. He's passed by. He's crushed. He's...
I gotcha. Okay. I understand now completely. All right. I get it. Yep.
Okay.
That's when you open your doors for... You open the door for to be consumed by the enemy.
Exactly.
Oppressed. All right. Yes. Gotcha. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all for your comments and for your faithfulness for being with us tonight. We love you and we appreciate you. So thank you again. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that you seal it in our heart, Lord. It builds our faith, our strength in you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your touch. And thank you that your word does not return void, and it will accomplish what it is sent to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this word. And we close our meetings with the Aaronic benediction from Numbers, the 6th chapter. Is it right? Am I saying it right? Verses 24 to 26, known as the Aaronic benediction. Actually, it was given to Moses to give to Aaron. The Lord told Moses to speak it to Aaron. And we close in it with, because it is a blessing from God and that we can receive for us, because we are children of God. Hallelujah. And we believe on him. And we trust him, and we love him. So God bless you as you receive. We do it in Hebrew and in English. God bless you as you receive the blessing, the Aaronic benediction. Yivarechach Adonai, v'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai, panav v'lecha. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who's the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. And Lord, we just thank you for this blessing. We receive this blessing. I ask that you seal these words in our heart tonight, that we grow be more like you in all ways, Lord. We give you honor and glory. We thank you. We bow our knee to you. You are our all in all, Yeshua Messiah. We are so appreciative for all you do, all you've done for us. And Lord, we receive gratefully in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We will be back here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Again, Friday night, this message will be repeated as the Lord brings it. I saw a couple places I want to swap some scriptures around, and I do see that connection in workmanship and righteousness, so praise God. Have a great evening, everybody. We love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you, my dear.
And
talk to you in the morning.
Gotta go to sleep. Gotta go to sleep with a full belly. Love y'all. Bye bye.
Good night. Yeah. God bless. Love you. Bye bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Amen. Amen. Good night.
Night,
night.
Night.
Amen.
Night, Annette. Night, Claudia.
Good night, Marie.
Night, Marie.
Night,
Charles, brother.